cancer and it's partial. So, what I will talk about today is, as the title says, the Yamati problem and the fully nonlinear version of it. So I will first start with the so-called Yamati problem. So, you take a n-dimensional remaining manifold, compact, smooth, connected with no boundary, and the Yamati problem is then there exists a metric which is point-wise conformal to the original metric, meaning it can be written as a multiple of the G by a positive function on the manifold such that the scalar curvature is identically equal to constant. So scalar curvature is something involving two derivatives of the metric. And an equivalent way of writing this is just some semi-linear PDE with critical exponents. So you write your equation to find this U is equivalent to solve something like this. G is equal to some constant. So here you put a constant here. You take your constant to be 1, 0, and minus 1. So if you can solve for one of these numbers, so you have solved the problem. It's equivalent formulation. So this problem was solved through the work of Yamati and Schrödinger and Oban and Shen. So actually years is quite easy to remember. You have 1 and then you add 8 to so you get all the years. So so the typical case is a case of so-called topic case, so which is equivalent to the following. So the difficult case is you take RG, assume. Let's take it positive everywhere. And you solve it for so this is a more difficult case. Because the equation you have to solve is solving it. So this is the Yamati problem, and this is a variational problem, and the solution to this problem was done through using the variation formulation. You minimize some functional. So I will reformulate this problem as follows. So, I'm going to remind you manifolds. There is a well-known tensor, it's called Scalton tensor. So you have a formula. So you have a remaining metric, and then you have a symmetric tensor given by this. So, and this is the Ricci curvature, this is the scalar curvature. If at a point, if you take G
to coordinate it with an identity. This is just an anti-N symmetric matrix. So that has eigenvalues. So let's use notation this to denote the N eigenvalues. It's an eigenvalue of AG with respect to G. So when you just compute, you will see that scalar curvature is actually the sum of these eigenvalues, just by the definition of this. So far, you like the harmless constant. So then now I can reformulate this Yamabe problem in terms of this tensor as follows. I would say Yamabe problem, I would say I assume I look at Rn. This is the lambda. So I will define V, which is the set moving Rn or lambda. So this sigma mu I is bigger than 1. So this is a set. And then I use this V to generate a convex cone with vertex at the origin. So S lambda or S mu, S is positive, lambda belongs to V. So given me a set V, I can generate a cone with vertex here. In this case, it happens to be this part. In this case, if you take that, this becomes for the set where sigma lambda mu I should be positive in this case. So then the Yamabe problem can be reformulated as follows. So I assume initially the eigenvalues of the metric of the tensor belongs to the cone generated by V with this particular V. Okay? So then the conclusion is there is this G tilde, which is conformal to G, such that the eigenvalues of the new metric, they belong to the boundary of V, for this particular V. So this is equivalent. So why do I want to put it in this form? Well, if you look at it this way, you can change your V. So how can you do it? So now, I will assume now, so this is a theorem. So the theorem says that I assume this V, I use the following hypothesis. V is in Rn, convex, symmetric. Symmetric meaning if you have lambda 1, lambda n, that belongs to your set, then you make some permutation that
the fermentation still stays in the set.
So if we come back to the matrix, and let's say it's smooth, now emptying, and you assume the following hypothesis. I assume that mu lambda, so our experiment mu lambda is, so I will draw a V like this. Mu lambda is in the normal on the boundary. And if mu lambda belongs to the set where each component is positive, this is a positive cone, and I will also assume that mu lambda dot lambda positive. And the lambda belongs to so these are the only hypotheses. However, we assume that M and G is locally conformally flat. What do I mean by locally conformally flat? Meaning, you have a metric manifold near every point. You give me a point, I can find a neighborhood, so that in the neighborhood I can find coordinates, so that my metric Gij is equal to a function multiplied by x. So modulo, a conformal factor, locally is conformal factor. So you assume your manifold is locally conformally flat. That's the main assumption. So now you can start with any V, which you can draw just like that. So the two hypotheses are there, and then you can solve this problem. So it's a theorem. So, well, I should say that locally conformally flat hypothesis does not make the problem trivial. For example, if you look at the Yamagi problem, in this case, it's among the last case being solved by Shane. So the conjecture is, theory one holds in general, meaning that you take any manifold without locally conformally flatness hypothesis. So this equation, the equation you need to solve is a fully nonlinear one, because this constraint, this is a constraint. So it's a fully nonlinear second order elliptic equation you need to solve. So I would like to write down why it's an equation. So let's take this V, insert a V like this, in Rn. So you give me this hypothesis, I can reconprove that it should look like this. So in particular, you can show that this gamma of V will always, this is a consequence, you can show this is always contains mu I positive and always belongs to sigma mu I positive. You can prove using those hypotheses. And then you can also show that if I start a ring like this, you will only have one intersection in the graph. So I'm going to define a function f of lambda
this is defined in gamma v. So I will make it homogeneous of degree 1. And I also make f is equal to 1 on the R3.
I can do that. So then I have an equation to solve.
So the equation you want to solve is f of lambda a. We put a conformal vector here. So this is the equation you want to solve.
So we want to solve this equation.
So here, g is fixed, u is the one in it.
So it might satisfy such a relation.
And what's the formula?
So I will write down the formula.
So the formula is like this. If you have a u 4 over n minus 2g, so this is the tensor, Scalton tensor, with respect to this matrix. And this should be equal to AG plus minus G here. So you see U coming out, this is the Hessian, so it's belonging to the derivatives. So you look at that matrix and then you look at the eigenvalues of that matrix with respect to this matrix. And you see you get a fully nonlinear expression of second derivatives of U and first derivative and etc. So that's the equation we need to solve.
So the idea of proof is to make a homotopy
to link, to deform this problem to the Yamabe problem. And you make a priori estimates, and you have to make all the a priori estimates. And then after making the a priori estimates, you measure the degree. Actually in my thesis, I define the degree for second order fully nonlinear equations. So this is second order fully nonlinear equations. So you measure the degree. Then you say the degree for this problem is the same for the degree for the Yamabe problem. So after making a priori estimate. And then once you look at the Yamabe problem, in the local component flat case, Rick Shen proved all solutions are higher a priori estimate and that the degree is non-zero. This finishes the proof. So, for the so now for the general Riemannian manifold, so we want to approach it the same way, and at least you should know a priori estimate for the Yamabe problem. So let's report some programs for the Yamabe problem. So here, I want to study so-called compactness of solutions. Let's say the manifold is not conformally to a sphere. So what does that mean? I want to show that all solutions will be bounded for all solution. And so you have a problem, you have a solution. It's the same linear equation with critical component. You have to show all solutions are harmonic. So in three dimension, in the local component size case, which was called Rick Shane, for three dimension, with U, this is, I don't quite remember the either, maybe like this. So this was known. So for n equal to 4, it's a combination of two results. One is by Wei, and one is by with some. So this paper shows if you control H1 more bounded, then you have an infinity more bounded. And this shows in that case you have H1 more bounded. So more recently, so for n less or equal than 7 and for n greater or equal than 8, under the hypothesis, the so-called tensor, that is graded, is non-zero content. So this was done by Ms. Zhang. And also, in the case, replacing so n with less or equal than 7, n greater or equal than 8, assuming this positive, and this is independently done by Marcus.
What's W?
W is the so-called wild tensor. So in dimension higher than this dimension, so the manifold is locally conformally flat, is equivalent to wild tensor is zero. So it measures the locally conformally flatness. And so the idea is try to handle this hard, and then for the three nonlinear Yamabe, and then try to get out of the antimony for the fully nonlinear one. To do that, one important step is a Liouville type theory. So to study the Yamabe problem, you need the following result. This for the compactness. So you look at this solution and you classify them. So you can write them all down. Put some number here. So this is a result of Caffarelli, Fidas, and Sprock. So the reason to study compactness in this is when you make a blow up, you assume you prove it by contradiction argument. Suppose L infinity goes to infinity, norm goes to infinity. You want to know something about this sequence of Lorentz solutions. So, for example, you start from a maximum point, then you rescale, you end up with a solution of this. So if you know, you can classify these solutions to this equation, at least you know something about your Lorentz solution. So you know in a very tiny Newton ball, you know very well. You have a, you can start from there to work. So if you look at fully nonlinear equation, so if you want to establish compactness in general, such a Liouville type theorem is of importance. So this, I don't have time to state the precise theorem, so this I will so this is this has been settled. So maybe I just say that the Liouville type theorem, so they are all on my web page. Liouville type theorem. for two things. One is elliptic, I'm going to do it elliptic. The other is conformally invariant, which I have not defined. So you only need at least two hypotheses. So this covers all the needed case for the fully nonlinear Yamabe problem, which I stated. So the Yamabe, the Lyapunov theorem is that also next is to try to prove a priori estimate when the manifold is not locally conformally flat. So for this difficulty, so there is a difficulty there, which is due to this non-locally conformally flatness, local geometry. And that difficulty already occurred. So that difficulty occurred here. So this line of work sort of handles difficulties coming from there. So of course, then there are difficulties coming also from the fully nonlinearity. In addition to this, putting together, so that's being explored. So maybe I'll have to just stop here. Oh, sorry, Dan. I forgot to mention earlier work. So here I should mention, so this is not a theorem, I should say. So here, this is here, for the real wheel, for the real wheel there are cases I put as lambda. For the real wheel, if you take second symmetric function, and this real wheel theorem is due to Chang and n equal to 4. And now, and for n equal to 5 for sigma 2, which is the second symmetric function, and that's independently due to them, and also for n greater or equal than 6 for sigma 2 with a volume constraint, so L2n over n minus 2. Integral is finite, that's also independently due to them. So that is for Liouville. And for the conformally, so maybe I might just go to my web page, look at the paper, and I have an introduction which means everything. I just give a flavor, I can't even write down the statement. So this is my web page. I'm fine. Conformally invariant.
There have been some applications, and so there have been some earlier work done. There are Chao C, and there have been works of Chang-Hurst and Yang, and they have been able to use, to give applications to geometry and topology for great results, I think wonderful works, and by through studying equations involving the Stoughton tensor. So hopefully, hopefully there should be more applications by using this kind of equations. So what we are mainly addressing is through studying this fully nonlinear version of the Yamabe problem to address analytical issues which we believe to be of importance. You want to use this kind of equation to study the application. For example, like Liouville type theorem. So I'm certainly convinced that if you study these equations, you need to, and in fact, the theorem we have already been used in some of the works which. anything else. Thank you for very much.